You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric DeSoap here. Excited to do a brief, short episode on NLC recruitment. The NLC Institute applications are due this coming week. We have two awesome folks from our National Programs Committee to talk about recruitment. Alexa's here from 2019 Columbus chapter, and Micah's here from 2019 chapter in Virginia. So let's get to them and hear a little bit more about how to apply. All right, Micah, how did you hear about NLC when you were applying to be a fellow in 2019?
Yeah, so I originally had found out about the program when I was living in DC and had wanted to apply for a while, but kind of needed to keep moving. I changed jobs a few times, so the timing had just never been a good fit. And then a friend of mine let me know that she was actually starting the Virginia chapter and was looking for folks who were interested in being a part of the inaugural class. And I had just moved to Richmond and was super excited to put down roots and build community. So the timing was perfect to raise my hand.
Awesome. And then Alexa, in terms of what you want folks to know logistically, and we'll get into some of the kind of reasons why people should apply, but what are the kind of deadlines and milestones coming up in the next week or so?
Yes. Yeah, so the big deadline is September 3rd. That's when applications are due. So folks have a couple more days to finish up their applications or get one started, which is actually plenty of time to do it. You know, we have a lot of people that kind of apply within the last few days, which, you know, is totally, totally fine to do. The application has a fee of $30 to apply, which is part of how we do some of our fundraising for NLC. So that's what keeps all the chapters running every year, since it's a totally free program to the fellows. And then we recommend people budget around 3 hours, maybe a bit more to apply. The application has four different steps to it. And the largest part is the essays. So we have a couple essay questions in there, and those can all be viewed ahead of time before you even, you know, pay the $30 fee and start the app on our website. So it can kind of give you a jump start in thinking about what you might want to share with the chapter that you're applying to through those essays.
Yeah. And then, Micah, there's things that are the same for the 2022 Institute in terms of the length and some of the content and what folks will get out of it. But there's probably some new pieces too. NLC was able to release their updated strat plan. Actually, their new website just went live if folks want to check that out at newleaderscouncil.org. But in terms of what NLC is about and what and who they're looking for, how would you describe that?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're super excited that we're launching this new look and feel. It's definitely like a new chapter for the organization, which is a really exciting time to come be a part of it. However, I do think that we're always looking for a particular type of person that we know really thrives in a program like this. You know, one would be people who really believe and embrace our values around things like equity, anti-oppression, accountability, continuous growth, transparency, progress, trust, and community. Folks who have an entrepreneurial spirit, they have a desire to take a risk in order to pursue an opportunity that matters to them. And then I would say folks who really understand and thrive in like a team-oriented environment, folks who inspire confidence, humility, really just being the type of person who supports others. So that's really, you know, outside of what you might be doing for your day job, or, you know, maybe if there's aspects of your life where you've been active in particular causes, at the end of the day, that's really just the type of person values-wise that we're really looking for.
It's fantastic. And then I'm sure folks have some questions too, Alexa, about will it be in person? Will it be virtual? There's still a lot of uncertainty in the world, and it's hard to project out to January 2022. What would you want folks to know about how NLC is thinking through what the program might actually look like once we get to January?
Yeah. So like you said, lots of uncertainty still. And so the same holds true through NLC, still trying to determine whether or not it could be in person, if it'll be remote. But the great news, I think, for the upcoming class of fellows is that, you know, we've been remote now for two classes. One was partial, and then one full class. And so we've learned a lot. Chapters have really adapted. We've even heard from some folks, like for some parents, the Institute being remote actually made it possible for them to join in where before they couldn't. So, you know, there's pros and cons to it. And we're like, I think pretty much every other organization, NLC is also just kind of monitoring the situation, determining what can or can't be done to be in person versus not, and we'll continue to communicate with fellows, potential fellows, applicants, as the situation is updated. But I think it's safe to say that at this point, it's going to be a just absolutely amazing experience, regardless of if it's in person, remote, or hybrid. And we're really lucky to have so many amazing volunteers running all of our curriculums across all of our chapters.
Yeah, sounds great. When we come back after a short break, we'll talk a little bit more about what alumni can do to support the recruitment effort. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Zag. We'll be right back. All right, Micah, yeah, lots of listeners of The Zag, the millions of them are NLC alumni. What advice would you give to them to make sure this last week as we push towards the application deadline is successful? What kind of things can they do to help us find awesome folks?
Yeah, I think, my mantra is the phone is your friend. I feel like the last few weeks we've been doing a lot of broadcast messaging, lots of posts on social, lots of email blasts, but it really is time to dig deep and scroll through take 15 minutes to go through your contacts and find the 5, 6, 7, 12, who knows, 20 people that are amazing and doing incredible work and you think would benefit from being a part of something like this. That one-to-one touch is incredibly powerful. As we know, folks who are nominated by an alumni or a leader in the community to be a part of NLC have a 70% chance of applying. So that's how powerful these nominations are. So please, please, if you have not put in your nominations yet, for either your chapter, or the great news is that it could be any chapter. So if you know someone incredible who might live in another state or city, please go through, add those names so that we can start doing that one-on-one connection and getting folks to apply.
Sounds great. And Alex, the last thing, where do folks find the application one more time? So make sure to get them in the right spot.
Yep. So it's newleaderscouncil.org. And so you'll see a great big apply button on the screen there. Can't miss it. It's the most important part. And then right next to apply to the Institute, you'll also see nominate a leader. And so that's where you can go to nominate someone. Like Micah said, you can nominate someone from anywhere. It doesn't have to be your home chapter. You don't have to be an NLC alumni. You just nominate anyone you think would be a great fit. And over 70% of our NLC fellows learn about NLC through an alumni or NLC community member. So it's so important if you fall into one of those categories that you're nominating some folks, because that's how we continue to put on such great institutes and continue to grow our amazing community.
Sounds good. Listen, we'd love to have folks check that out on the website and love to see a ton of amazing new leaders have their applications show up in our batch and we can meet you this fall. Thanks so much for tuning in this episode, both alumni and prospective applicants. You can find all past episodes of The Zag. If you want to know what some other folks who've done the program in the past are up to and have done, there's close to 300 episodes. They're all short and sweet. So check those out. All the places you get your podcasts, Google, Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, they're all there. And until next time, we'll catch you soon.